It's a numbers game with your host, Gil Alexander.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
It is a numbers game here on VSiN. Happy to be with you. It's always good to hear Barkley in the morning. I'm Jeff Parles in for Gil Alexander. Nicely shorn for myself. Totally different look coming into today. Happy to be with you on what is a Tuesday where Mr. Rogers is in Green Bay. Looking like a cool California kid. We'll get to that in a second. With Aaron Rodgers officially coming back. A whole lot of nothing it ended up being with all the noise we heard this offseason with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. But a good show lined up for you today, as we always do here on a Tuesday. Our guy, Dwayne Colucci, the race and sportsbook director up at the Rampart, will be with us momentarily. And we'll talk about the impact of Aaron Rodgers returning in the futures market for their book. Of course, the Rampart is in the same family of books as the one right behind us here at the South Point. Drew Dinsick will be with us at 10:25 Eastern Time. Olympic basketball, some NFL with Drew, Joe Fordenbaugh, Daily Wager and Bet on ESPN+. Plus, talking NFC West at the top of the second hour, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And then Mark Borchardt. Some winners, hopefully, for Mark Borchardt. The Phillies, they've been a popular Borchardt play of late, had a dramatic win last night against the Washington Nationals at home. Andrew McCutchen, a walk-off three-run homer to get it done. But forget baseball here. Forget the Olympics. Aaron Rodgers is officially back at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. The video's coming out. It's really funny, actually. Just it's pure TMZ videos, it looks like. The ridiculous grainy-looking camera, an angle that, in all honesty, not the greatest of angles of Aaron Rodgers walking in. But he's there in his flip-flops and his long hair and his sunglasses, and there you go. The very loud offseason of will Aaron Rodgers play again in the NFL, period. Will Aaron Rodgers be a Green Bay Packer if he plays? Will he be a Denver Bronco or a Las Vegas Raider or a Seattle Seahawk even, with the crazy rumors at one time that Seattle and Green Bay could possibly flip Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers? And in the end, as is the case with a lot of offseason rumors in the NFL, it was just a whole lot of white noise. A whole lot of noise. It's nothing. And now Aaron Rodgers, who is officially in training camp, will be the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers yet again. And look, some books pulled numbers from the Green Bay Packers this year and left up numbers in future books that, let's face it, if Aaron Rodgers was going to play, there are books that dished 30-1 to win the Super Bowl, 18-1 to win the NFC. There's one book here in Vegas that had 40-1 to win the Super Bowl, 20-1 to win the NFC. Those are numbers you'll never see with Aaron Rodgers actually in the fold. And now, as you look across the board and everywhere here, most books have between 12 and 15-1 on Green Bay to win the Super Bowl. And then in the NFC, you look at Green Bay as the second consensus favorite in most books. Some books have them down as the fourth. Most are at about plus 550 to plus 600. There are some 8-1s out there, including a DraftKings right now. But Aaron Rodgers being back, it's very simple. The Green Bay Packers are right in the mix to win the NFC. They were the one seed a year ago. A end of the half Hail Mary from Brady to Scotty Miller, and a very questionable decision to kick a field goal down 8 late cost them in the NFC Championship game last year against Tampa. Right now, BetMGM, only those Tampa Bay Buccaneers are shorter than Green Bay to win the NFC. Tampa plus 310. Green Bay has the same odds now as the LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, who we've talked about a lot today with the NFC West coming our way in a little bit. Plus 550 on the Rams, plus 550 on the 49ers right now. So Green Bay, L.A., San Francisco, all second favorites right now at BetMGM. But look, Aaron Rodgers to win the MVP right now, you can get it as high as 12-1 still. I know he won it last year, and I understand it's extraordinarily difficult to win the MVP back-to-back years, but the narrative is there now. And Aaron Rodgers, just with the blowtorch tour in 2021 would be the case, would not shock me if he won the MVP yet again. It is a numbers game here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Jeff Parles. Jason Kahn here as well. Again, 5 plus 7 equals 12. That's Aaron Rodgers' number. That has absolutely no relevance to anything at all. I just wanted to throw that out there here on a Tuesday morning. And now with us, it is one of the happiest guys in the entire Las Vegas Valley, maybe even the happiest guy in general. It's Dwayne Colucci of the Race and Sportsbook Director over at the Rampart. Get him on the tweet at NYBookie. Dwayne, thanks for getting up early with us today. And let's just start. Aaron Rodgers, he's in Green Bay. He's playing. How did your book handle the noise of Friday and the weekend? And then, of course, once Rodgers was confirmed to be back yesterday morning.
Well, obviously, the lines with the future market are like a heartbeat, Jeff. So, you know, you have to keep your eye on it at all times. You kind of started to get a sense, early yesterday afternoon that he was going to play and join training camp and join the Green Bay Packers. You know, word kind of got out. But, you know, all month it was just chaos. You didn't know if he was going to retire, if Green Bay was actively shopping him, like you said, a possible trade for Russell Wilson across the board, the Denver Broncos, you know, so many different aspects and so many different parodies and storylines surrounding the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, you know. And it basically, it started with that golf tournament. You know, people were starting to, you know, watch him, how he looked out there with the Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady and so forth. So, it's been really a strange trip, but, he landed where we kind of anticipated. Now, I don't think there'll be a trade in the middle of the season. You rarely see a big, commodity like that go in the middle of the season, but this is a rough, rocky marriage, Jeff. I really don't know what to anticipate. Like you said, we have the Packers at 5-1 to win the NFC here at the Rampart and South Point, just behind the Buccaneers, like you said, and right ahead of the 49ers and the Rams. The division liabilities we all know about, so they definitely have an advantage. You know, you still have a really, really nice roster there. A coaching decision that basically, may have costed them the playoff game with that field goal like you touched upon. So Green Bay is definitely an enamoring team. Anytime you have Aaron Jones in the backfield, Davante Adams, there's going to be some, exciting plays. I just feel that Rodgers doesn't have the faith in the front office and upper management to get him the tools to win a Super Bowl, but he's definitely capable, Jeff. So, from a futures market perspective, that's the focal team right now.
Dwayne, just looking through the South Point app, which of course has the same odds as your book up at the Rampart, all in the Gone Gaming family, Dwayne. The Packers win total currently OTB off the board. Right now, what would the anticipation be for you that the number that you would see that reposted at is we're seeing 10.5 in the market now?
Yeah, I would definitely say that that's accurate, Jeff. You know, I was just going to say to you, it starts at double digits, definitely with the 10. I would go anywhere from 10 to 11. I think those are accurate figures. Like we said, the division is not that strong. They're definitely a major player once Aaron Rodgers suits up in the NFC. That's just how it goes. He is the reigning MVP. He's just a phenomenally talented player. Patrick Mahomes, these guys are synonymous with big money games. It's just what kind of relationship does he have with the front office? I saw some of the players were even tweeting, when there was an announcement that family and friends close to Aaron Rodgers get a sense he's going to play for the Packers. Some of the Packer players were tweeting out there, well, I guess we're not close enough. I guess we're not just, family and friends. And that gives me a sense that there's some turmoil in that locker room. Not that it hasn't been there for many years. Aaron's been stirring the pot for many years with the management and the coaching staffs. So this is going to be an interesting season to watch, definitely from a Green Bay Packers fan perspective, as well as a bookmaking perspective, putting up these lines each and every week as we start to gauge Aaron Rodgers' performance. Jeff, you have to keep your eye and see if he's motivated, if he's just going through the motions. And it's very difficult when you have a superstar player because he's so talented, Jeff. Sometimes you just go through the motions and you're winning the game. games that you should, and just faltering in certain situations. And, you know, that's very important when putting up these lines.
Dwayne Colucci with us right now here on A Numbers Game. Dwayne, of course, the race and sports book manager over, excuse me, the race and sports director, I should say, over at the Rampart Casino up in Summerlin at NYBookie. Dwayne on the tweets. Dwayne, right now your book has the Packers to win the North at even money. I would anticipate that number, obviously, quick switch after the confirmation that Rodgers is back. And I would imagine, like you said, a weaker division, I would imagine that number probably not closing at even money.
Yeah, definitely, Jeff. I think we're going to get a lot of Green Bay money. You know, you go through their schedule, and we know Detroit is going to be definitely in sort of a rebuilding mode. Also, you know, the Vikings, how they are. We know their roster. So I think Green Bay definitely, and, you know, the Bears are the Bears. We'll see if they can improve, if they can finally get over that hump. But Green Bay definitely has an advantage. You know, they do have some key games on the schedule. I am seeing them travel to San Francisco and so forth, but the division is somewhat, I would say, wrapped up. It's more of the win total that's intriguing when you have to make trips to San Francisco and Baltimore, and also those divisional opponents. Even though they have an advantage, those division opponents do get up at home, and also I'm seeing a road trip to Kansas City. So their schedule is definitely telling. A lot of key games. Seattle's on there, the Rams. You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to be tested. So we're going to see how he performs. This is a 13-3 team, 5-1 in the North last year. So, you know, if they could do that, more power to them, Jeff. I think that's definitely going to be a successful season with this schedule and this strength of schedule. But keep your eye on Rodgers. I don't know that this is definitely a marriage that has gone from a possible divorce to, you know, euphoria.
Dwayne, as we go through the program today, we'll be looking at the NFC West, which to me is the best top-to-bottom division in the NFL, and it isn't particularly close. Right now, at your shop, the Rams, the betting favorite to win the NFC West at plus 160. Of course, the acquisition of Matthew Stafford from the Detroit Lions this offseason. The Niners plus 240. The Seahawks plus 325, the Cardinals at 5-1, Dwayne. This has been a little bit of a mover because I remember Chris Andrews opening the Rams and the Niners at the same numbers. So the Rams have taken a whole bunch of action at your shop.
Yeah, definitely. They're a major attraction, but you also saw that they had a setback earlier this week, losing their running back. Now, they're much, I would say they're a passer-friendly offense, Jeff, so I definitely think it isn't as major as people feel. They have that awesome defense, 10-6 last year. They were 6-2 at home, outscored the opponent by 76 points. The Rams are definitely going to be a tough out when it comes to the playoffs this year. I don't think Seattle could perform at that 12-4 level. I think they have some defensive questions as well as offensive line questions. They won 9-3 though in the conference last year, so they definitely feast on the NFC. You have to keep your eye on that. San Francisco, Jimmy G, you know, quarterback situations there. They might have the most talented roster, and I thought that was an intriguing possibility for Rodgers. You know, just if they could package a real nice deal to get him over there, that would have made a lot of noise in that Western division, but it's still Jimmy Garoppolo trying to get back on track. And Arizona, you know, the up-and-coming team, you got Hopkins, you got the flashy quarterback in Murray, definitely a team to watch also, but they have some free agent parity there, and I think that the Rams are the front runner, Jeff, so I definitely would keep my eye on the Rams despite the injury to the running back. I think that with the addition now of Cooper Kupp possibly playing a full season, Matthew Stafford is definitely hungry. You know, how many more years does he have? That's a great, great division, and I could understand the public backing the Rams at the Rampart South Point.
Dwayne, I want to ask you about the division that your favorite team happens to be in, and that's the NFC East, your Dallas Cowboys, Dwayne, which, by the way, I don't know how a guy from New York ends up as a Canadiens and Cowboys fan, but that's a different discussion for a different day, Dwayne. But the America's team of plus 120 at your shop to win a division of the defending East champion Washington football team at plus 250. Big Blue, the New York Giants at 4-1, and then the Eagles at 5-1. Dwayne, just put on your handicapping hat here for a few moments here. How do you foresee this division playing out?
I think it's tough. I mean, I don't see really good teams in this division. I mean, Dak Prescott, a lot of pressure now to see if he could come back from the injury. We see that the Washington football team has revamped sort of the quarterback position, probably going to go with Fitzpatrick, I would guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know there. But they definitely are a team that they look like they're building and moving towards the right goals and, you know, trying to improve and rebuild their team. So Washington is definitely an enigma. Jones, the return of Saquon, we'll see what the Giants could do. You know, Dallas and the Giants have defensive problems, in my opinion. I don't think their defenses are all that great. And Philadelphia, you know, now they're going away from Carson Wentz. We're going to see how their quarterback problems play out. I think that Dallas should be the favorite. I'll be honest with you, not just because I'm a Dallas fan. I think that they have an awesome passing attack when Dak Prescott is healthy. They just have to protect him. And I think Ezekiel Elliott has to improve. He definitely has taken steps back. I think he has to get his head screwed on right. And if they could run the ball and then, you know, you mix up Cooper and Gallup and those guys, what a phenomenal wide receiving core they have. The rookie played great last year. So, you know, I think that Dallas is definitely a good team, but their defense, Jeff, we have to keep an eye on that. They have to improve. You can't blow big leads and can't fall behind, which they have done many times last year. You saw them playing catch up, you know, just giving up long plays, silly plays. And I think that Jones definitely is going to be a little more forceful this year. And I also think, you know, Coach McCarthy has to make decisions and be a little more assertive as well. He was a little lackadaisical early in the season, and I think he improved as the season went on. And I think this is a division for the taking because, like I said, you know, you don't know what the Giants are going to bring to the table. Washington looks like they're making a few steps in the right direction. And Philly, I just can't get a read on them. So intriguing from a gambler's standpoint, Jeff. But I think Dallas is rightfully the favorite.
Dwayne, I want to shift over to the AFC because there's an interesting, just the way that the odds break down here intrigue me. Let's go to the AFC North because the Ravens are the betting favorite at your shop at plus 120, Cleveland at plus 145. I'm not even going to bother mentioning the other two teams because they're irrelevant for the question here with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. But Dwayne, as you look at the conference odds, even though Baltimore is favored to win the division at your shop, and this just shows how the bettors have taken the future, the AFC championship market, and moved it around. Dwayne, the Browns are at 5-1 to win the AFC. Baltimore's at 8-1, despite Baltimore being the favorite in the AFC North, which is very simple to glean this. Dwayne, why have the bettors liked Baltimore in the North Division, but have liked Cleveland more in the AFC championship futures board, Dwayne?
Well, what it is there, Jeff, is that we get more handle on the futures in the championship market as opposed to the divisional market. So what we're seeing there are people taking chances, and especially I have a huge Browns clientele at the Rampart. You get a lot of those Brown fans that just bet to win the AFC and to win the Super Bowl as well. You know, this is a team that definitely we see how flashy they are. It's just a matter of can they get over the hump, 11-5. They did have a minus 11 scoring differential, though, last year. So there's going to be a lot of pressure again on Baker Mayfield. Out there, a team that is somewhat of a favorite, like you said. So that just adds to the pressure, in my opinion. We know how good Baltimore is. I think their defense definitely has to just improve slightly. They put up, 468 points, I believe, last year, which was pretty strong for a somewhat run-orientated offense. I think they need some wide receiver help as well to take the pressure off Lamar. You know, this is a very, very tough division just because because of those two teams. I agree with you. Pittsburgh is definitely going to drop off. Cincinnati, a lot of pressure on Burrow. Probably not going to play in the preseason, so we're going to see, stepping again right into the regular season, how effective he is. He's a great young talent, but I just don't think he could crack that Cleveland or Baltimore aura. They finished with the same record last year, Jeff, so we're going to see how good Baltimore really is now under pressure. I believe they finished the season with a big win streak going into the playoffs. I think they're the slightly better team, because I'm always somewhat skeptical of Mayfield, but this is going to be a great, great fight in the North Division in the AFC. So I think it's more of just my Browns backers, as well as the backers at the South Point, Jeff. They go right for the gusto. They want the championship. They want the Super Bowl, chomping at the bit for a long time. I think there's less action on the division and less handle. That's why you're seeing the, you know, odd swap there.
Dwayne, we have about 30 seconds here. Your quick two-sentence thoughts on the Seattle Kraken now that they're in the league and their expansion draft happened last week.
I think they could have did a little better in the expansion draft, I'll be honest with you. I think they should have taken a big-name goaltender. There was Holtby, there was Price. I think Price was a little overpriced, but Montreal ended up deceiving the Kraken because he's going to be ready for the regular season, and I think they thought the injury was a little more severe. I would have taken a shot on Holtby on a bounce-back season. They went in a young direction. I don't think they did as well as the Vegas Golden Knights did, though, a few years back. So we'll keep our eye on the Kraken. I believe that's the opening game, opening night for the Vegas Golden Knights. So that's going to be awesome. See the expansion team, see how they play out on the ice against this competition. You know, you never could tell. Just like we put up the Golden Knights at massive odds, Jeff, and we're sweating down to the last second. Anything is possible at the NHL level. You saw Montreal, they were able to get to the finals.
Dwayne, I got to hop in here. We're out of time here. Thanks for being with us morning, buddy. Drew Dinsick going to be with us next here on A Numbers Game. Season just around the corner, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing wagers from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, and of course, you must be physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles in for Gil Alexander this week. And now with us, it is Drew Dinsick, Deep Dive Pod, Bet the Edge Pod, and of course, on the tweets at @whale_capper. Drew, I guess we just got to start with the news du jour. That Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, and he is there with his sunnies and his flip-flops and is all ready to go. And Drew, the story on Friday was some books pulled numbers off the board completely for Green Bay. Some reposted some very juicy futures numbers that hopefully, if you're out there and paying attention when the tweet came down, we're able to hop in on. But Drew, really, it was just a whole lot of noise when it was all said and done with Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay slotting right in as the second or third favorite in the NFC, like we would have expected all along now.
Yeah, and can you believe it that Aaron Rodgers really wasn't going to retire? I mean, I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked. And I mean, the story around the odds coming down and the rumor, I had heard that stuff too. But honestly, I think I heard it Friday morning somewhat early, and it didn't really add up in what we know about Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's a guy that definitely likes the spotlight. He likes, you know, he obviously wants to be the host of Jeopardy. He likes the public, the persona. And the idea that he was going to slide his retirement announcement out on a Friday news dump on the same day as the opening day, opening night of the Olympics, where no one was really paying attention, it just didn't really check out. So I think that was probably someone in his camp, his agent, someone was sort of floating that news, that information, to try to give them leverage in getting, some sort of, financial compensation for, whatever leverage they have against the Packers organization. But to your point about the odds and everything, like I said, my fundamental belief was that he was always coming back. And so you might say, well, then did you pounce on some of those great numbers that were available? And no, I did not. And I really don't have much high hopes at all, really, for the Packers this year. They've squandered their last couple drafts in terms of really backfilling from a talent standpoint to put guys around them that can excel. And they've benefited, in my opinion, from two very, very soft schedules the last two campaigns. You have, yes, 13-3, great job. You won all the games you were supposed to win. You played a very, very soft road 2 years in a row, and now all of a sudden the tables turn and you have an extremely difficult campaign ahead of you for 2021. They can get their first couple wins against the likes of the Saints and the Lions, but then they go through a couple of stretches on their schedule that are extremely challenging. And I think they're going to be in the mix still to win the NFC North, but it's not going to be easy, number one. And even if they do come out of the NFC North, the likelihood that they are the 3 or the 4 seed, I think, is pretty high. So their path is going to take them on the road for most of the playoffs. I think your winners of the NFC West and your winner of the NFC South are in a much more strong position, just in terms of schedule imbalance, to get the bye, to get the home playoff game in round two. So it's going to be tough for the Packers to repeat the success we saw last year. And realistically, I think the fact that they missed their one opportunity with Aaron Rodgers in a home NFC championship game, they couldn't get it done. That's going to haunt them to a degree.
Tampa is still the favorite to come out of the NFC at BetMGM plus 310. Green Bay slides back up to being the co-second favorite with the two teams out west, with San Francisco and LA. Drew, we have about a minute before we have to break again. So a quick answer here. You mentioned it. You still anticipate that Green Bay will win the NFC North. A quick 30-second answer here from you. Who would be the team that could possibly catch them in the North?
I would give Chicago a look if they do decide to go with Justin Fields as sort of the X factor right there for them for quarterback. If they stick with Andy Dalton for more than one game, then I think that's a huge mistake. But Justin Fields is enough of an unknown, enough of an X factor, brings enough athleticism beyond what he can do with his arm, that I think they can steal enough wins to be in contention.
Drew, stick around for one more segment here. I want to go over the NFC West, because loaded division, plenty of options that could really compete for an NFC crown. And Team USA is a humongous favorite against Iran tonight in men's basketball. Should they be favored by 40-plus against anyone at this point? We discuss that next here on A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Guide is here. Start your football season on the right foot with our expert analysis and picks for conference champions, Heisman hopefuls, and playoff teams, plus power ratings for every team. Now's a great time to get your all-access VSiN subscription, including our college and pro betting guides, along with everything we offer for the entire football season. Get your college betting guide for only $19.99, or start your free all-access trial today at VSiN.com/subscribe. Aaron Rodgers has one of the greatest T-shirts that I've ever seen walking into Packers camp today. We'll show you that image a little bit later in the program, so everyone can see it for themselves. But we have to bring Drew Dinsick back in here, the host of the Deep Dive podcast and the Bet the Edge pod as well, at whale_capper Drew, I want to go to the NFC West, which seems to be pretty clearly the best division by a pretty wide margin, top to bottom here. It all depends on what book you're looking at. Some books have the 49ers favorite to win the division. Some books have the Rams. The majority of the books have the Rams to win the NFC West. Of course, Matthew Stafford, now the quarterback for the Rams, and that Goff for Stafford flip. Drew, just looking at this division as a whole, how do you see this playing out? Because any order, 1 through 4, you could at least make the argument to me and I would have to listen and probably say, yeah, that's plausible.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go process of elimination and throw the Cardinals out first.
No problem with that.
They're giving you the best price, but I'm not a Cliff Kingsbury guy. I'm not loving any of the kind of smoke coming out of camp down there of some of these kind of high profile defensive players that want more money or want out of there. And on top of that, Kingsbury just he makes enough poor in-game decisions that they find ways to lose games that they otherwise ought to be winning. So I'm fine just kind of focusing on the top three there. You know, I've waffled a lot on Seattle and whether they're underpriced by the market at this point. You know, if the people have sold too far on this Seahawks team, because I would argue that there is no doubt they have the best quarterback situation going into camp. You know, Russell Wilson's still clearly a top five guy in the NFL, in my opinion, even though the last half of their season was extremely underwhelming last year. The first half of their season was out of this world good. He was the no doubt slam dunk MVP. So it's tough for me to completely look past the Seattle Seahawks, considering what Russell Wilson has done through the years. But they, you know, that the Pete Carroll experience has been unimpressive of late. They're now changing offensive coordinators, and that's always a little bit dicey. If they're doing more of what Pete wants to do, that's not a good thing for this offense. So I'm still kind of, you know, still taking in information with Seattle. So that leaves us with the Rams and the Niners. And if you kind of break down the schedule and sort of how it breaks for each of these two teams, I would argue it breaks pretty favorably for the Niners. Mm-hmm. The Niners start out with a relatively soft landing. They request a back-to-back road trips on the East Coast, something that has really helped elevate their early season performance in years past. You go back 2 years ago, their Super Bowl run, a lot of that was launched by, a back-to-back wins in weeks 1 and week 2, where they stayed over on the East Coast and had sort of a concentrated mini camp, so to speak, before their week 2 game, where they came out and just blew the doors off Cincinnati. And they're doing the same thing this year. They're starting out with Detroit and Philly, two teams that we're expecting to be kind of on the decline relative to years past from a competitive standpoint, and they get that extra week. So you might get a nice little soft landing here for San Francisco to build a little bit of momentum before they come home and play Green Bay and Seattle, two games that'll kind of dictate whether they really are in the mix for the NFC West. If you can come through that 3-1 or 4-0, all of a sudden the next stretch of your schedule, you're favored by 4.5 to 7 points in almost all of those contests. You can put a little bit of a gap between yourself and the Rams if this is the two teams that we agree are kind of truly in contention for this division. So if you're looking at a futures market, and again, conceptually, it's all about what is the right time to make this bet, right? What is the right time to fire away? You want the best price available. I think just from the standpoint of schedule, it makes sense to look for the Niners pre-season, and then the Rams, potentially maybe the bet in season if something goes sideways on them. I do like the Rams, of course, in game 1 against the Chicago Bears. That's a beautiful matchup at home against potentially Andy Dalton going up against the strength of your team and your defense. But their second game is a little bit of a trappy spot. They got to go from a primetime game at home to early morning game in Indianapolis against the Colts. That's a tricky one there. And then, of course, you have Tampa Bay on deck week 3. So very realistic possibility that the Rams get off to a 1-2 start, at which point you got back-to-back games against division opponents in Arizona and Seattle to try to turn your season around. The other reason to be a little bit cool on the Rams, and I know everybody's mentioned this, and I know they know it themselves, but this Rams squad is a bit of a stars and scrubs unit. They're going to need humongously positive contributions from a lot of unknown players on this defense to backfill players that they lost through free agency. And that's not a guarantee. And on top of that, one or two injuries to some of your key stars who you're paying big bucks, could make a huge, huge impact negatively on the performance of this defense, especially. So it's a little bit of a fragile situation for the Rams, which again kind of steers me away from playing them in the futures market, especially at these prices. And so I think at this point, my NFC West overall read is I do think the Niners numbers are going to come in based on a soft start. I do think the Rams are a little bit of a a stay away, at least for now. And then the Seahawks, I'm collecting information, and the Cardinals, I'm selling.
The 49ers, and you brought it up, I think that's the one thing especially to look at. The Niners schedule, not only, again, it is two road games, and I know some people get scared off by road games, but the Lions stink and the Eagles stink. They're going to, as soon, if the Niners do what they're supposed to do and cover a number, a big number on the road week one, they're going to probably be a touchdown at Philadelphia week two. So it's, again, even though it's East Coast road games, don't get scared off about betting the Niners before the season. Drew, 30 seconds here. Team USA, 12:40 a.m. Eastern time Wednesday morning against Iran. 39.5 is the number now at BetMGM. Isn't this just a blind play in Iran from what we saw from Team USA against France and what we saw here in Vegas?
It's certainly not a blind lay the 40 on USA. Oh my God. We haven't beaten anyone really this whole run up. Our friendlies, you know, they had a kind of a bounce back game against Argentina where they won 108-80. That's only 28 points. And, you know, they finished off their friendlies with a narrow win against Spain. Spain did beat Iran in the friendlies. It looks like 96-53. So that is about a 43-point win. If that's the Iran team that shows up, then the USA can cover. I know this opened about 30 and some people absolutely, you know, pounced on that number. I think you made a good bet if you got it 30. At 39, this is a no doubt stay away.
He's Drew Dinsick. Get him on the tweets at @whale_capper. Great work as well. Bet the Edge pod and the Deep Dive podcast as well. Drew, always a pleasure to catch up with you.
Hey, best of luck, guys.
And when we get back, we're going to continue our NFC West preview. We're going to L.A. Checking out the Rams next here on A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. On your favorite sports with a risk-free first wager up to $600 at BetMGM. Just sign up using the bonus code VSIN600 and get in the game with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use promo code VSIN600, that's VSIN600, to make your first bet risk-free up to $600. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older to place a wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, D.C., or West Virginia only. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, call or text the red line, 1-800-889-9789. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles in for Gil Alexander. Jason Kahn is here as well. Joe Fortenbaugh of Daily Wager and Bet, ESPN2 and ESPN Plus, respectively, will be with us in 20 minutes talking NFC West. And Jason Kahn tells me Joe Fortenbaugh has some plays in Major League Baseball today. So we'll get into those with Joe in 20 minutes. But let's get my angles here for the NFC West. And we're going to begin just a little due west here. The area of the country that Jason Kahn lived in for a very long time. Let's go to L.A. The first year with fans at SoFi Stadium for the L.A. Rams, who As you see on your screen right now, our 7-point favorite in week one against the Chicago Bears. And as you see, the Rams, currently the second favorites. They did open the favorites in the NFC West, now plus 190 over at BetMGM. The Rams, 10.5 win total, juice to the under minus 145 to make the playoffs. They are minus 185, so you're laying a nice little price. To miss the playoffs, plus 150. NFC West Championship, plus 190 at BetMGM. To win the NFC, plus 5.25. And to win the Super Bowl again, Tampa Bay, finally. It took us over a half century to get a team playing in their home stadium for the Super Bowl. Could we get two in a row with the Super Bowl this year at SoFi Stadium? I was high on the Chargers. I don't think they're capable, but this would be the team of the two LA teams that at least I would give the better shot of having a chance at a home Super Bowl. And look, the whole season is very simplistic here for the Rams. If Matthew Stafford is the improvement over Jared Goff that a hefty chunk of the NFL analysis population thinks. And look, I'm not 100% certain how much better Stafford is. Stafford has played his whole career in Detroit, a meddling franchise, an average franchise, I should say, at the kindest, you can put it there, for Detroit. Just trying to find the polite words for our friends in the Motor City. But look, you get him with arguably the best offensive mind in the NFL, with Sean McVay now coaching him. You give him great weapons across the board. Cooper Kupp's healthy again. Robert Woods, still to me, one of the more underratedly good wide receivers in the entire league. A tight end core with Tyler Higbee, who had a great season a year ago with Jared Goff playing quarterback. There are obviously concerns at running back. We saw Cam Akers go down with the Achilles tear last week. Darrell Henderson, the Memphis product, he's going to have to step up and be the number one back. There's no depth behind him. Malcolm Brown is now a Miami Dolphin, so he can't steal carries away because he was McVay's favorite for whatever reason. But you look at this offense, the offensive line, it's very simple with the Rams. When they've stayed healthy with Sean McVay as their coach, the Rams have made the playoffs. When they have not stayed healthy, they have had a disappointment of a season. Obviously, 2 years ago, their offensive line took almost a dozen injuries, and they missed the playoffs because of it. Defensively speaking, Aaron Donald, the rightful favorite to be the defensive player of the year yet again. Aaron Donald, look, if you told me Aaron Donald is the best player in the NFL, regardless of position, I can't argue it at this point. He is that good. And right now, Donald at BetMGM to win defensive player of the year, he is actually right now the second favorite at BetMGM. Miles Garrett has hopped him in the last 24 hours, plus 450 on Miles Garrett, 5-1 on Aaron Donald. Most other shops, Donald is the favorite at 5-1. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey in the secondary, leading that strong secondary. There are some questions at safety, but I think the Rams will be fine. Special teams-wise, obviously, you have the best punter in the NFL, Johnny Hecker. And then there are questions for the place-kicking, Matt Gay, right now, the favorite to be the starting kicker for the L.A. Rams. Let's look at that schedule, and Drew Dinsick brought it up. Week one, they're going to win week one against the Bears at home. Andy Dalton's going to start at quarterback. That's, again, just the wrong move from Chicago. And you would anticipate that the Rams will be fully able to take advantage of a Bears squad. 7-point favorites the Rams are in that one, week one. The first game with fans at SoFi Stadium in the regular season for either L.A. team, that's Sunday Night Football, to open the season. Week two and week three, not the easiest of games, obviously. At the Colts, short turnaround from the Sunday night game to a 1 o'clock Eastern start against an Indianapolis team who has their first two games of the season home. Not easy games for Indianapolis, remember. Seattle and the Rams the first 2 weeks. I'm curious to see what that line will end up being. I would imagine that Indy will be a slight favorite in that one. And then week three, they get the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers at SoFi Stadium. Remember, the Rams went on the road to Raymond James Stadium and won last year on a Monday night in what was a turnover-filled game from both squads. Brady did not play well. Goff was very close to giving that game away for L.A., but that is the week three matchup. And then, look, you're playing in a division That is extraordinarily difficult, as we talked about before. The best top-to-bottom division in the league pretty clearly. The Niners expected to be healthy this year after a debacle last year with having the most amount of the salary cap on IR for any team in the NFL a year ago. And right now the favorites at BetMGM to win the division, San Francisco is. You get the Seahawks, obviously, twice. You get them on a Thursday night in Seattle. At week five, not the greatest of draws to go up there and play in a short week. But, again, the Rams, to me, the defense will be the best defense in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey is the best corner in the NFL. Aaron Donald is the best defensive player, period, in the NFL. And the Rams, because of that, and because Matthew Stafford ends up being the huge improvement that some expect over Jared Goff, and Stafford is in the MVP race. I don't think he gets there in the end, but he's going to be in the race, and his odds are going to be short pretty quickly after a big-time start for the LA Rams this year. I have the Rams as the number one seed in the NFC. Now, I understand there could be some problems early. You lose to Tampa week three. Then you lose a tiebreaker, and it's going to be hard to get the number one seed in the NFC. But the Rams are going to do what Tampa did last year, get the one seed, which is obviously what Tampa didn't do, but play in a home stadium Super Bowl like Tampa did a year ago. They're going to get there. The Rams will come out of the NFC. That's where I'm looking, with Stafford playing at an MVP level under Sean McVay and that defense becoming the league's best yet again. For LA, 13-4 is enough for the one seed. And the two bets, I look, they're pretty obvious based off their record. The Rams at plus 190. I still think the Rams should be favored to win this division. I understand why the Niners at some spots are favored because of the softer schedule, a last place schedule for San Francisco, and just the regression to the mean in a positive light with all those injuries from a year ago. But the Rams are the better football team as a whole. And the one thing that the Rams have that the 49ers may not have is stability at the quarterback position. If Jimmy G's looking over his shoulder the whole season, I'm not sure how that looks, and I'm not sure Trey Lance is fully ready to be an NFL starter at this point. So we're going to go over to 10.5 on LA. We're going to go with the Rams to win the division at plus 190 as my two favorite plays. Realistically, these are the two favorite plays in the entire division for me, with the Rams winning the NFC West and the over 10.5 on the win total. I just flashed the schedule one last time for this Rams team because the one thing, and Drew Dinsick did properly bring this up, this schedule is not the easiest schedule. This just shows how good I think the Rams truly are on paper and how they're going to be in the year. There is a path for this to go sour easily. The hard stretch week two through week five, two divisional games, a tough road game at Indianapolis. Tampa, obviously, even at home, won't be easy. And then that's those two stretches, week 9 through week 12 with the bye week mixed in, two tough road games at San Francisco and at Green Bay. And then week 14 through 18, a pretty difficult stretch as well. So even though with the confidence on the Rams that I have, there is a path where this goes sour and the Rams are 10-7. And go under that win total in San Francisco, wins the NFC West. But in the end, the Rams are just too strong. And that defense and Matthew Stafford, and again, a wide receiving core that is just really good, even with no legitimate superstars in that receiving core, are going to carry the day for LA to make it to the Super Bowl and be a home team Super Bowl finalist for the second consecutive year after, again, we went over a half century with no team playing in their home stadium. And I think we're getting back-to-back here with the Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll continue the discussion on the NFC West throughout the show. We're going to look at the 49ers next. But our guy Joe Fortenbaugh is all over the place at ESPN. Daily Wager, bet on ESPN Plus as well. He's going to join us next. He has some baseball picks for today. And, of course, Joe, long-timer in San Francisco, we'll ask him about the Niners. We'll ask him what he thinks of the quarterback situation and the NFC West as a whole as we continue on here on a Tuesday morning on A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.